Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to Packers POV, a podcast that aims to shine a light on the human behind the helmet. I'm your host, Taylor Rogers, and we are here inside historic Lambeau Field. Today's guest played his college ball at Missouri Western, where he won the school's Male Student Athlete of the Year award in 2018. Last season, he started all 17 games for the Houston Texans while recording the second most tackles of any defensive back in the NFL. Introducing Packers safety, Jonathan Owens. What's up, Jonathan?
How you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you too, man. How are things?
It's been good, man. Just, you know, adjusting to Green Bay life and, you know, kind of being a new guy on the team. So everybody's really welcomed me in and made me feel like I'm at home, you know. Everyone's been super cool, made a lot of good friends and, you know, just adjusting. So I'm happy to be here.
That's really cool. And I know with you, the camaraderie started pretty early. Mm-hmm. After signing, you had a trip up to Door County that got a lot of Packers fans excited.
Yeah, that was, I think, the first week I was here. I was just talking with AJ, and he's like, hey, man, you might want to come up to Door County, man. I can show you some things. So Simone, she had came in town with me, and, you know, we made the trip up there. We're like, what else are we going to do? You know, sit here and sit in the hotel room. So we went up there, and it was, I mean, an amazing experience. So that was a great welcome to Green Bay for me.
That's really neat. And you actually posted an IG video of your wife, four-time Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles, who you mentioned, racing your teammate Christian Watson. Mm-hmm. How did that race even come to be?
So, man, we're just on the boat having a good time, and literally we get off the boat, and Simone's like, who'd you say was the fastest on the team? And I was like, probably Christian. And she's like, okay, Christian, come here. And she's like, let's race right now. And she actually got out on him like the first 10 yards. He slipped a little, and, you know, he seen she took off. You know, that's when they do, like, their vaults or whatever, that's her first little get-off. You know, that's the fastest she'll get. So it was just kind of funny to see. And then, you know, obviously Christian picked it up, and, he said, I couldn't let her beat me. But it was just pretty exciting, man. Hilarious.
That's hilarious. And she did have him for, I would say, almost 20 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And about at the halfway mark.
Yeah, he started to pick it up, you know, long legs.
But I think that says a lot about Simone and her competitive spirit to take on the fastest
man,
guy.
Quick. She was quick with it. Like, you say he's the fastest? Okay, let's go right now. I'm like, oh, shoot, you sure? She's like, yeah, let's go. Let's line it up. I'm like, okay.
So do you guys work out together at all then?
No. I mean, she's came to one of my workouts before, and I think I've done one of hers, and she said she could do mine a lot easier than I could do hers, which, you know, she could do, like, the pull-ups really easy. Like, that was, like, natural to her, but I stay away from there. So, yeah, they have that. That's a different type of strength and athleticism. Body weight is intense.
Yeah, it is intense, and both of your training regimens are super intense. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine there's many off days that line up for the two of you, but when there are, how do you guys like to enjoy those?
We usually, like, try to go on a date night, like, try to go to a restaurant and, you know, relax. Or during season when I was in Houston, it would be, like, Friday would be that day for us, because usually Saturday is a, you know, walkthrough day and everything, so you don't have any strenuous football thing. So Friday would be, like, date night, and then other than that, man, we like to chill, lay on the couch, man. We have three dogs, so, you know, take care of the dogs, and they make the house, you know what I mean? So that's usually how we spend our time.
That's cool. And an opportunity to stay and hang out with the dogs would be you cooking.
I heard you.
Cook. I throw it down, man. That's what I like to do.
What do you like to cook?
I'm really big on just going on YouTube and like looking up any type of recipes. Like, what's it called? Like stuffed chicken breasts. You know how you put the, you could put like some cheese in there, a little asparagus. You know, you wrap it up, put it in the oven. Like, just anything. I like to challenge myself by going on YouTube and just finding different recipes. You know, you follow the instructions and it's pretty easy. Then you know, once you do it a couple times, you put your own little flavor on it, and you know, you kind of figure out what you like. And but I really got into it just being in off season, and I got tired of Uber eating everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I could like spend way less money just going to the store and getting something, and I could eat it for a couple of days, you know, and versus like every meal trying to order out, you know what I mean? So
it sounds like something you've taken on rather recently, but where did you learn to cook?
I used to watch my mom when she would be cooking. I just used to ask her, like, how long did you leave it in there? And like, I was very, like, insecure on how long to leave the food in there. Because my mom, she's just, like, eyeball everything. And me, I'm like, I have the meat temperature checker because I want it perfect. If I'm cooking chicken, like, I want it right at, like, 165, you know, like, you know. So I know exactly it's done. It's not dry. So, yeah, I was really just watching my mom growing up. And then I think it was, like, my rookie year. I tore my ACL, and I was just in the house all the time. Just Uber eating. Like, so I'm like, man, I need to, once I was able to, like, walk a little bit around, and I just started, man, just trying to cook a little bit for myself. And I mean, you save so much more money and you can really make so much more food, you know, so.
That's really neat. And you mentioned your mom. How do you keep up with family during the season?
I mean, we FaceTime, call each other, and, you know, they'll always text me day before the game and, you know, day of the game. They give me, like, their little motivational speech. And they, like, obviously now with Green Bay being closer to St. Louis, is only about a 5.5-6 hour drive, so they'll make that versus when I was in Houston or Arizona, it was, you know, super far, always a flight away. So that's pretty much how we just, you know, we FaceTime often, talk on the phone, and just catch up always.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what was your family's reaction when you signed with the Packers?
My sister, she was super excited. She's really the big, like, football person in the family. Like, my sister's the one who started me playing football. So she was super excited, you know, because it's Lambo. And, too, it's close. So she's like, oh, we on the way, you know. And then they came to family night, and that was, like, amazing, you know. My nephew, he's, like, he's 8 now. Man, like, football fanatic. He's only watched me since, you know, college and everything, so he knows every NFL team by logo, like, and he'll give you the whole team name. You know, all he does is watch football videos on his iPad all day, like, all day.
That's great.
I'm just looking at his iPad. It's, like, 8U, like, 8U football games. And I'm like, dude, how do you even find this? He's like, I don't know. It just comes up. And that's all he's, like, infatuated with, is football. So he came here. He got to run on the field with me for family night. So I was like, he's just looking around at all the people, you know what I mean? So just trying to expose him early so, you know, he can't tell himself that he can't do it, you know what I mean, just because he sees it. And then he's a cool kid at school, you know. He gets to tell everybody what his uncle does and, you know, where he's been. And so, guys, you know, I love that for him.
That's a cooler uncle story than most. I'll tell you that right now. So does he want to play?
Yeah. He just started tackle football this year. His mom, my sister wasn't going to let him for a while, but he was not having it. So he's like, no, I want to play tackle football now. Like, I'm not playing flag football anymore. So
you've got your sister and your nephew mm-hmm. that have been up here and visited.
And my mom. My mom came as well.
So what was that visit like, showing your mom Green Bay?
They were, like, amazed, you know, it's because it's Lambeau. Like, everyone knows, you know, Lambeau Field. And my mom, she just wanted to drive by the stadium and, like, get a little video of the stadium, you know. And But they were just, you know, happy that I'm happy. That was the biggest thing, you know, and it's a good spot, you know, especially somewhere where you feel wanted and, you know, someone's giving you an opportunity, you know, continue chasing your dream. So they just, you know, as long as I'm happy, they're overjoyed, you know, and it, like I said, it's closer. And they were just, family night was a great experience for them. You know, they got to come down on the field and, you know, see all the people and everything. So, like, no shot to Houston, but it was kind of crazy that, like, I hadn't seen, like, Houston Stadium that full before. And my family hadn't either. So it was, like, a crazy experience to basically see, like, a full stadium for a practice, you know. So that was just kind of shows, like, how invested, you know, the fans here are. So,
yeah, packed house for a practice.
That was crazy.
And you've actually called your mom your biggest supporter.
Mm-hmm.
What stands out to you now looking back on this journey with her?
I guess I'll say because my mom, you know, she was on disability growing up. So we didn't have much money, but we had enough, you know. But she put me in a private high school just to be able to give me a better opportunity, a better chance, you know, being a better learning environment, just because of the school that I would have went to that was in my district in St. Louis. It wasn't as great academically. So, yeah, my mom sent me to a private high school, you know, and had to pay tuition. Still don't know how she did that, you know. And I was always pretty smart. But when I went to that school, it really just made me, like, hone in and, like, understand the importance of schoolwork. And I wanted to be a straight-A student, like, and it taught me great study habits. So when I got to college was really just, you know, a breeze because in some ways I felt like my high school was harder, you know, just because of the workload they used to give us and just teaching us time management skills and everything. So that was really, like, the first moment I felt my mom, like, really, like, put me in a great situation. And we had a great high school football team. Like, I had an amazing high school football experience. Went to state, lost, but it was a great opportunity versus what I would have went through at the school in my district. So, man, she just always, you know, put me first, man. So now I just try to make sure she has the best life, you know, and anything she needs, you know, she knows I'm here for her, you know. And, you know, my mom, she's just super proud, you know, her son has went and made all his dreams happen, you know what I mean? I have an amazing wife, you know, and just good person, you know what I mean? So my mom's just, you know, she's proud, and I know she loves to tell people, so I love that for her.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And is your mom and Simone pretty close?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Simone, like, it was at one point, like, before Simone started, like, training a lot, she was talking to my mom more than me. Like, I would come home, she'd be like, yeah, I talked to your mom. We were on FaceTime for, like, 2 hours. Like, what are y'all talking about, me?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they're super close. And, you know, my mom, she's super excited that I've, you know, found a woman that has, you know, has her own and, you know, does great for herself, obviously. She's, you know, the best ever. So, yeah, my mom loves her, though. They're super close.
Pretty amazing role models right there. So now you have a chance to make some of your own sacrifices mm-hmm. and pay it forward. You hosted a free football camp at your high school in St. Louis the mm-hmm. past 2 years. For youngsters, what was that experience like interacting with them?
Man, just seeing their face like, you know, man, I play with you on Madden or, you know, oh my God, like, you know, just letting them know, like, I'm from the same place that you're from. You know, I went to high school here. Played on this field, like, you know, just let them know it's possible. You know, if you can be somewhere where they can see you, touch you, and just know that you're just a regular person, you know, because people can get caught up in seeing the game on TV and like, oh my gosh, it's just like out of this world to think that I can do this, you know. So, man, it's just to inspire the next generation. That's the biggest thing. Because I know I never got a chance to go to anything like that when I was younger. And St. Louis had a football NFL team at the time, the St. Louis Rams. And it was just like, oh, my God, the Rams. Like, you know what I mean? And I do remember one time there was one football player came to my middle school. And it was just like, he was like a god walking through there, you know what I mean? And so I just try to, man, just be there for the kid. You know, I'm doing the drills with him, talking to him, dabbing him up, you know, just to show him, you know, just regular, you know, we're just regular people. You know, you just so happens you excel at your sport and, you know, just keep getting better, keep perfecting your craft, never think that you got it, you know. I always think that you can learn something, you know. And just being there for him and just talking to him and trying to inspire him, man. So it's very fun, man, to go out there and just see the kids' faces and, just, you know, because they just light up, you know, when they see you. And it's crazy that you can make someone's day like that, just, you know, being who you are and just, you know, being a genuine person, talking to them. So that's really the biggest thing, like, that I love. Like, that's the biggest satisfaction I get, man, is just seeing how you can inspire those kids. And they're like, man, I can't wait for next year, you know.
Is there an interaction with a kid that stands out to you?
Man, it was a little kid, man. He was like, he was doing an interview. So we had the videographer guy just walking around interviewing the kids, and he's like, man, like, it was just super, it's the best football camp I've ever been to. He's like, man, I'm gonna get there one day. Like, you know, and it's just crazy hearing a little kid say that, you know, and just knowing that we are inspiring kids to just chase their dream like that. Now you can't tell them, like, you can't tell me I can't go to the NFL, you know, and it's just because all about confidence, you know, especially doing that as a younger kid at 10, 11, 12, you know, those kids just, you know, they're getting exposed to a lot. And so that's really, you know, the thing we love to see, man, is just being able to inspire them, man, so they know that they, you know, anything is possible, any dream is possible. Don't let someone tell you, you know, you might have a teacher, oh, no, you need to say a realistic dream. Like, I've had teachers tell me that, you know, if I say I want to be in the NFL, and now look, you know, like, I know it's kind of crazy. I probably had a teacher that have seen me on TV or something, you know, and it's just like, man, that was the guy, like, he was in my class, you know. So that's just one of the things, like, that's an instance I remember, like, teachers telling me, like, pick a real, you know, get a real career, you know, and pick something that's tangible that you feel like you can do. And now, like, you know.
I'm getting chills. I'm going to be there one day. I love that so much. And who better to tell them than you? Mm-hmm. What would you tell that youngster from your camp as to how to make it to this point?
Always tell yourself you can get better at something. Never, just never think that you got it. Because the moment you feel like you got it, you get humbled, you know, and you might not work out as hard anymore, or you might not take film study as important because, I got it. Like, I know what I can do. Like, and that's just one of those things where you just keep yourself humble, you know, and work hard always. That's just the number one thing. Just be a great person as well. Like, being a great person take you a long way. You know, whether it's anybody in the building, you know, from the cooks to the janitors, anybody, just walk past them, you know, say hi, introduce yourself. You never know. Like, you just saying hey to someone, ask them how their day was. Like, you might, you know, make their day, you know, like things like that. And I just remember just people always told me, like, being a great person matters. Like, my biggest thing is I just always want to be the same person every day. You know, I can't be like, up and down, like one day I'm not talking to anybody, and you know what I mean? So, and just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, you know, and just, like, be humble and always remember who got you here, you know. I always feel like it was, the plan was written, you know, like, I always knew something was, like, destined for me. And my family, they would say the same thing, like, they just always knew I was different, you know, and they always would tell me, you're gonna be all right, I know you're gonna be good. And, you know, now look, and it's crazy, like, I'm at my wedding with all my family there, and we're in Mexico, and they're just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, look where we at, you know? And then I go and marry my lady, and you know what I mean? And they're just like, I always knew you were going to be special, you know? So it's okay to be different. I definitely, when I was younger, I used to be, like, some people call me weird, like, just because I was just sit back. I was quiet, just, you know, just an observative kid. But I just kind of, I knew I didn't really fit in, but I would try to fit in. And I just never understood why. But, you know, I mean, obviously, look where we are now. You know, everything worked out for me. But that was the biggest thing, man. Just, you know, even with gaining success, like, stay humble, you know, stay true to yourself and always treat people great.
That's a beautiful message. And what a way to close. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate sitting down with you.
Man, nice being here, man. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Packers POV. To learn more about what Jonathan is doing off the field, please visit his Instagram, Jay Owens. Take care and see you next time.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.